Managing finances and avoiding scammers who want to separate you from your money were two of the important issues addressed at the AARP Vital Aging Conference last week in Medford. I'm Mike Green. You can send your questions or comments to jx@jeffnet.org. Joining me in the studio to offer more insights and takeaways from the event is Dr. Geneva Craig, more affectionately known around the Rogue Valley as Dr. G. She's a civil rights activist from Selma, Alabama, and was a young teenager marching with Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. across the Edmund Pettus Bridge. She earned her doctorate during a time in our nation's history when those achievements were rare for black women from anywhere, much less the Deep South. Dr. G is a recipient of the Andrus Award, AARP's highest award for public service. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange, Dr. G.
Thank you for inviting me.
Well, you were a lead volunteer at the AARP Vital Aging Conference on November 9th at the Smullen Health Education Center in Medford. So tell me, how was the experience?
Well, this experience was described by many of the participants and the people who spoke at the event, as well as representatives from the state finance department. They rated it as excellent. And that was something I really appreciated, because preparing for the event can be quite frustrating at times. I start months in advance. Mm-hmm. I solidify the place, the space, months, almost a year before the event occurs.
Are you working with a team?
Yes, the local, what we call community action team members, who are volunteers with AARP Oregon.
Okay. All right. So the theme this year was Your Money, Your Future. And the agenda included tips on financial planning, saving money and energy, and avoiding scammers, of course. Mm-hmm. So what were some of the top takeaways?
Well, number one, we had Chuck Hartwood, okay, who is the director of the Federal Trade Commission, Northwest Regional. Chuck has gone around, and he's been here before as an invite from us and others to talk about how to protect yourself. One takeaway that I suggest everyone do is get your annual credit report. Mm-hmm. Chuck strongly advises this, and I've heard it from him on more than one occasion. Get that annual, and it's free, credit report, and scrutinize it. Look for, you know, errors. Get that stuff cleared up. Another thing to help protect yourself is look at all the scams that are going on locally in your region. And the beauty of that is AARP has a fraud watch network where people can go on and find out, what are the latest scams in my region? Know those scams. Don't click on any link that comes into your mailbox, like your email, even on your phone. If you don't know who's sending that link and it's a trustworthy source, don't click on it.
So AARP has an app? Or is it a website, this consolidation of all of these known scams?
If you go to AARP Fraud Watch Network, you'll find all the information that you could possibly need, even having a person to talk to if you have been a victim of fraud and have been scammed. And I think that's one beauty that I love about AARP is you can speak to an individual.
Okay. Do you have to be at least 50 years old?
No, you do not. What we do is we protect the interests of people 50 years old and over, and their families. And Mike, as you know, I am a very mature individual. One usually calls me an elder. And as we age, sometimes we forget things.
No.
We don't quite remember things. And we want, when I say that, AARP, we want the family members to be in tune and to learn too. So we're not blocking our information and sharing to just 50 and over. We want the family members to be involved. You need to know what I'm going to be facing, what you may be facing later on in the future. You need to know, and you can best help protect me, your elder.
Well, I like that. So the whole family could have come to this Vital Aging Conference.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How many people did show up? Or
we registered? Had 170 people registered. Mm-hmm. We always provide lunch. I had ordered 150 lunch boxes. We may have had 20 lunch boxes left over.
Okay.
So at least 130 people showed up. Okay. Out of the 170 that registered.
So you also had an energy company come?
Yes, we did. The Energy Trust. And the person who created that portion of the segment is an AARP volunteer. Her name is Karen Chase. And Karen is the Senior Community Strategies Manager. She's worked with Energy Trust for more than 10 years. So she connects utility and customers with energy services. And she had her team come, there were four of them, mm-hmm. to outline incentives for efficient and renewable energy, discounts for just renters, not just discount, but helping even accessing and getting it paid for renters as well as the homeowners.
Any tips on saving money on the power bills? I could use those.
You can use those. Well, I'm going to make sure that you get in touch with Energy Trust, Karen and her team, because she brought three different people who oversee three different sections, and we can make sure you're hooked up with the correct one for you.
Excellent, excellent. So my guest today is Dr. Geneva Craig, regional health advocate and award-winning civil rights activist. Dr. G attended and helped lead the AARP Vital Aging Conference last week. So, off topic, how are you feeling in this current political environment?
Off topic, well, I'm going to tell you, number one, I am not surprised at the outcome.
Okay,
I was not surprised at all. And people are going, oh, well, you had said, it could go either way. Mm-hmm. It can go either way. And I'm okay with it because no matter what the outcome had been, mm-hmm. we have to deal with it as a nation. We have to support one another, and we have to make sure that the candidates, whoever they are, selected, do what they wrote on the ballot and make sure that it is something that is equitable, mm-hmm. that is focused on the majority of Americans. We want to make sure that we, the community, individuals, make sure that everything that comes forward is something that's looked at for everyone who is a citizen of the United States of America.
Okay. Well, I don't know about their holding their feet to the fire. Somebody said they're going to do something on day one. I don't.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, we, all of us, together,
yes.
can make a difference.
We can. Mm-hmm. So let's learn more a little bit about you. How long have you lived in the Valley?
I moved to Medford, Oregon mm-hmm. in 2009.
Okay. And just describe your experience living here from the time you arrived to now. I'm sure that there's been some difference.
Well, yeah. When I first came, there weren't many people of color. Days would go by before I see somebody outside of the household that I brought with me, mm-hmm. which was my aunt, elderly aunt, and a friend who had also retired from Anchorage, Alaska. We had worked at the Providence Health System in Alaska.
Okay, so you went from Selma to Alaska, mm-hmm. to Oregon?
Yep, and okay. I camped out going to Alaska when I left Selma in the mid-70s. So I spent more years of my life in Alaska than Alabama. Hmm. And when I left Alabama, I got a tent, sleeping bag, camper stove, and a lot of maps. And I found my way to Anchorage, Alaska.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And so how do you like living here in the Valley?
I love it. When I first came, like I said, there weren't many people here who were of color. And very rarely would I see one. But it was okay because I'm the type of individual that feel wherever I am, I belong. So I looked at, all right, I'm here. What am I going to do? And in 2010, I started working at Asante Health System. Still working there today.
Okay.
And made myself at home. I started volunteering with AARP in 2011, and I'm still here as a lead volunteer with AARP.
Yeah. Nice. So when it comes to financial planning after age 50, what's one or two tips that come to mind from the conference?
Okay. I need to say that we did have Kathy Humbeck out of Grants Pass. She's an elder law attorney.
Okay.
And, excuse me, her speak along with what had come from Chuck. Number one, get your paperwork in order. Now,
when,
we know.
When you say paperwork?
Get your paperwork in order.
Come on now.
Paperwork like a will.
Yes.
Okay. Living beyond 50 or living up to 50 is not guaranteed. As you accumulate your assets and you have family, who do you want to look after your assets? Help distribute your assets.
I have to make a plan.
In the manner that you would like it to be done. As you're approaching the age of 50, we all know Social Security is not going to be enough money to live on from month to month. So you need to protect your money, be it investments or whatever, a savings plan, whatever. You want to make sure your money is protected. Never give out all your personal information, especially don't put it out in the open. I tell people, I don't care who's asking you for your name and date of birth. Never shout them out loud in a room full of people. You don't know who's sitting in there just for that purpose so that they can get your information to be able to get your ID, transfer it to something they want, and get credit cards. You start getting these bills and you're going, what is this? Well, you open this credit card account and now it's up to $10,000 and you owe us this money. I have no idea what you guys are talking about. Stop shouting out your name and date of birth. In a room full of people. You can put the date of birth on your phone. You can have it on a slip of paper. You can hand them your ID.
When it comes to financial planners, how do you know who to trust?
Well, I tell you, a question like that was asked at the conference. You can start with friends. You can look up their background. Look up the background. Are they certified in that area? Talk to people. You can ask for a list of references of people who they've served in the past. Check them out, too. But, you know, and look at the cost. How much are they charging you for the services? Because everybody's working for a salary and income. Yeah. So do your homework. Talk with people you know and people you trust and ask for recommendations.
So tell me, why are events like the AARP Vital Aging Conference important, particularly here in the Rogue Valley?
It's important not just here but everywhere. Okay. AARP does a lot of work and put a lot of money into research and the correct information, the information that has been validated. And the only way to get that information out, besides just printing it up and putting it online, and every so often getting paper, which people are getting sick of online and paper. So we put on events to help draw people in, and that matches up our goal with building community. So when the people come to hear a topic that's relevant, that can make a difference in their life, they come together, they join together, they get to meet others. That's called connecting within the community.
Well, I appreciate you sharing that with us. That's all the time we have for this segment, unfortunately. But thank you for joining me in the studio, Dr. G. Really appreciate it.
Well, I'll tell everybody out there, go to aarp.org and put that /OR. Type in, Fraud Watch Network.
Okay. My guest today was Dr. Geneva Craig, regional health advocate and award-winning civil rights advocate.